A man accused of killing six hunters in Wisconsin last weekend says they shot first. Chai Vang is a Hmong immigrant from Southeast Asia. He says he was called racial epithets and fired upon before he returned fire. A witness who was wounded in the shootings disputes that, but the racial element of this case is adding to its impact. Here's Brant Williams of Minnesota Public Radio.
Chai Vang told investigators that he didn't know he was on land owned by some of the hunters who confronted him last Sunday. Vang said he was walking away when someone fired a shot that struck the ground 30 or 40 feet behind him, and that's when he started firing at the group of hunters. But law enforcement officials who surveyed the scene say Vang hunted them down one by one. The dead include a father and son, and a young woman who was hunting with her father.
What happened in Wisconsin is in no way representative of who the Hmong people are and what they stand for.
That's Cha Vang, no relation to the suspect, Chai Vang. He was one of several Hmong community leaders speaking about the incident in St. Paul yesterday. The group condemned the killings and expressed sympathy for the victims. But they also discussed their fears that because a Hmong person from St. Paul was suspected in such a sensational crime, that it would fuel negative stereotypes about the immigrants from Laos. Eileen Herr is with the Council on Asian Pacific Minnesotans. She fears that in the wake of the incident, Hmong hunters will face increased prejudice. Herr says she received calls from five hunters Monday who told her that white hunters pointed guns at them and told them to get off public land.
We've heard from hunters who went hunting last weekend in Wisconsin, and they've called us and said, yes, there are situations in which white hunters think this is their country, Asian hunters, this is not their country.
Deer hunting is serious business in Wisconsin. This year, over 500,000 licenses were sold. In some areas of the state, schools close for the first week of hunting season. Jay Hatcher says most hunters take hunting rules and regulations seriously. Hatcher lives in Birchwood, Wisconsin, the town closest to the site of the shooting. Hatcher says he hopes people won't focus too much on the racial aspect of the incident.
If what I hear is correct, that the man was hunting on private property without permission, they would ask him to leave no matter what his race was.
Government agencies in both Minnesota and Wisconsin have sought to prevent conflicts involving Hmong hunters who break a few rules. The Minnesota Department of Natural Resources publishes materials written in Hmong, instructing hunters about gun permits, licenses, and trespassing. Vang Lee is a DNR officer who works in the Twin Cities metro area. He says most Hmong hunters don't have a problem understanding the rules.
Usually the younger generation, they've been here longer, and they're born and raised here. They don't have much problem with the regulations, but especially for older generation. I mean, reading material, it's really difficult for them and sometimes.
Law enforcement officers say shooting suspect Chai Vang has lived in the U.S. for more than 20 years. He remains behind bars, his bail set at $2.5 million. For NPR News, I'm Brant Williams in St. Paul.